Assalamu alaikum everyone, what's going on? Hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to another episode of Simple Tafsir. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Suratul Inshiqaq, which is the splitting. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala rasulillah. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about some of the events of Yawm al-Qiyamah and how the universe completely surrenders to Him and the state of the people on that day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats certain themes in the Quran over and over because we usually don't get it the first time. And things need to be repeated so that this information translates into behavior. And the more we are reminded, the more mindful we become, the more mindful we become, the more we practice these teachings of the Quran. And that is the level at where change occurs, when we actually live the message of the Quran and not simply just understand what's been told to us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا السماء انشقت. When the sky ruptures because of the angels descending from it. وأذنت لربها وحقت. And listens submissively to its Lord as it rightly should. وإذا الأرض مدت. And when the earth is stretched by Allah as leather is stretched. وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ And throws out the treasures and the dead in it and becomes rid of them. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ And listens submissively to its Lord as it rightly should. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ O man, you are either doing good or evil and you will meet it on the day of judgment so that Allah can pay you back for what you did.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ
Since Allah mentioned man's action in brief, He details the condition of those who did action on the Day of Judgment by saying, as for him who is given his book of deeds in his right hand,
فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا
He will have an easy reckoning by Allah and his actions will be presented to him without his being taken to task.
وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا
And he will return to his family delighted.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ
As for him who is given his book in his left hand behind his back,
فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا
He will call out for destruction to himself.
وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا
And he will enter the fire of hell to suffer from its heat.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا
In the world, he was amongst his family, rejoicing with his acts of disbelief and sins.
إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَن لَن يَحُورَ
He thought that he will not come back to life after death and that there will be no reckoning.
بَلَىٰ إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا
Indeed, Allah will bring him back to life just as He created him the first time. He was watching everything that he did and nothing was hidden from him. And He will give him the reward for his actions.
فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقُ
Allah takes an oath by the redness that is in the horizon after the sun sets.
وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقَ.
And he takes an oath by the night and what is gathered therein.
وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقَ.
And the moon when it comes together and is complete, becoming a full moon.
لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَن طَبَقًا.
You go through different stages. You will mount one state after another, from a drop, then a clot, then a piece of flesh, then life, then death, and then resurrection.
فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
What is the matter with these disbelievers who do not have faith in Allah and the Last Day?
وَإِذَا قُرِئَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ.
When the Qur'an is recited to them, they do not prostrate to their Lord.
بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ.
In fact, those who disbelieve reject what their messengers brought to them.
وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُوعُونَ.
Allah knows well what is contained in their hearts. Nothing of their actions is hidden from Him.
فَبَشِّرْهُم بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
Tell them, O Messenger, about a painful punishment that awaits them.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ.
Except those who have faith in Allah and do the righteous deeds. For them is a reward that will never terminate. And that is paradise. Allah tells us in this surah that Ya ayyuhal insan, that O human being, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi, that every day you are laboring and striving towards something. You are putting forth the good and the bad deeds in your account. And one day you will stand in front of Allah and meet Him and be taken into account for what you have done. Everything that we do, we should understand that we are making a deposit. It's either going to be for us or against us. And the Prophet ﷺ said that كل الناس يغدو, that everyone goes out in the morning. And either they destroy themselves or they free themselves from the punishment of Allah. And as for the person who did the righteous deeds, they will get their book of deeds in their right hand, as Allah says,
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا.
As for the one who receives his book of good deeds in his right hand, then they will be taken into a swift and easy account. And the Prophet ﷺ said that مَنْ حُوسِبَ عُذِّبْ, that whoever is taken into account will be punished. And Aisha radiallahu anha, when she heard this, she asked the Prophet ﷺ that didn't Allah say that فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا, that they will be taken into an easy and swift account? The Prophet ﷺ told her that their deeds will be shown to them, but they will not be questioned about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook and forgive their shortcomings and enter them into His blessing, enter them into His mercy and into Jannah. And they will return to their family members happy and excited. But the person who is questioned about everything they did, then these individuals will find it very difficult on that day. And one of the things they will say is وَيَدْعُوا ثُبُورًا, that they will call for destruction upon themselves. They will call for death. And a person only reaches that state when they want themselves to die and they want destruction for themselves, when they have reached an extremely difficult situation where there is no way out. The best thing they can ask for is death, so that the horror will end, but then it will be too late. And one of the du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say was Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira, that O Allah, take me into a swift account, a quick account. So we all want that. Because imagine if we're standing in front of Allah and we all make mistakes and we've made plenty of mistakes and Allah starts questioning us about each and every mistake that we did. Now what would be our situation?
But imagine your deeds are presented in front of you. And we know all the mistakes we've made. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just flashes it in front of us. And then He forgives us. And He overlooks our mistakes. And He tells us to go into His mercy, into His paradise. Imagine the great feeling we would have. And Allah tells us in this surah that He sees everything. Everything that human beings do, everything that happens around the world, everything that happens in the universe, Allah is aware of it. He sees everything. Nothing is hidden from His sight. And if we understand the name Al-Basir, imagine, and we actually live by that name, imagine how our actions would be. Imagine how our relationships would be. Imagine how we would be at work, how our public and private lives would be. If we are constantly aware of the fact that Allah is watching me. And Allah poses a question of wonder in this surah. He says, فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ What is wrong with them that they don't believe? All the signs point towards there being a creator, and that creator is one, and that the resurrection is going to happen, and the Quran is the truth, and everything in it is the truth. Then what is wrong with people that they reject the message? What are they choosing over Allah? What is the consequence of their actions? And even for us as Muslims, we should ask ourselves this as well. If this is the truth, and I know this is the truth, then what is holding me back from moving towards Allah to try to get closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because we as Muslims should always be in a state of growth, should always try to be improving. Because those individuals who believe and do the righteous deeds, the ultimate reward is waiting for them. The pleasure of Allah, entry into Jannah, and the greatest reward of all, to be able to see Allah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those individuals who are taken into a swift account, who are not asked about the actions that they did. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.